This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad.
Well, the Russian invasion of Ukraine is dominating our international news coverage from NPR. And locally, it's galvanized not just the sizable Ukrainian-American population in Pennsylvania, but also their lawmakers.
Yeah, on Sunday, members from the Lehigh Valley's Ukrainian community came together with political leaders from Pennsylvania to talk about Ukraine. They met at St. Mary's Ukrainian Orthodox Church in Allentown, and members shared concerns with Congresswoman Susan Wild, Senator Bob Casey, even former Congressman Charlie Dent was there. And I think what's really striking that we're seeing as we're seeing these conversations evolve is political leaders on opposite sides of the aisle who are often at odds coming together in efforts to support Ukraine. So, for instance, our Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Casey and our Republican U.S. Senator Pat Toomey both agreeing in support of President Biden's policies for sanctions and humanitarian support. They each have their own ideas about what that should look like, but the tenor is agreement. Similarly, Democratic Governor Tom Wolf and our state Senate Republican leader Jake Corman on the same page about pulling Russian vodka from state stores and divesting Russian assets from pension funds. So this feels like a sea change, Brad.
And the CDC has recently drastically eased masking guidelines. How is this reflected locally?
Well, you know, as we move away from roles from the CDC or the state that really have been focused on community protection, a lot of experts are saying now it comes down to an individual assessment of risk. How risky do you think it is where you live? And the metric that a lot of experts point to is the number of new cases per 100,000 people per day, saying 5 to 10 was about the average ballpark for them for going mask-free. So I took a look at the local numbers, and in Lehigh County, that's about where we're at. There's been a significant drop in cases across the Lehigh Valley. Lehigh is in what's called moderate transmission. That's down 2 levels from the high transmission we saw just a couple of weeks ago, with about 6 to 7 new cases per day per 100,000 people. Now, cases are a little higher in Northampton County, which still has substantial spread, but those numbers are continuing to come down.
Well, it's been almost exactly 2 years since the first COVID cases were identified in Pennsylvania in March of 2020. I think it's fair to say they've been a stressful couple of years between politics, pandemic, and now war in Europe.
Brad, I don't think it's any secret that folks across the board are pretty stressed out by the news. And, you know, we've seen that and heard that in our own newsroom. It's a lot right now. It's even a lot, all of the things that we just talked about today in What You Need to Know. We had Megan Frank, our reporter, reach out to a local therapist to get his take on how to handle the stress that we're dealing with from the news. She talked to Stan Theodoriadas from Lehigh Valley Counselors. And I'd say his top recommendation is a good reminder to us to take regular breaks from the news coverage.
The 24/7 news cycle is anxiety provoking. We like to believe that there's some element of control in the world, and there isn't. Don't leave the 24/7 TV on with the news channel on.
He also said that folks with PTSD and other mental health issues like depression and anxiety are especially vulnerable right now to feeling overwhelmed by news-related stress. His advice, talk to a loved one, and if you need it, get counseling from a professional.
Well, thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thank you, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter here at WLVR.org.